sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, almighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10.
Right, good. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. And we've got a report in from Tom DeWeese, and who said just a year ago, most would have predicted there was no way to stop the security and prosperity partnership, which many believe will become a North American Union. NAU. The proponents are rich, powerful, and determined, from the White House to huge, wealthy international corporations. These proponents of SPP are used to getting their way. The little people back in their grassroots are just silly pawns to be manipulated or ignored. And there are signs, but there are signs that the huge rock at the bottom of the hill that is on the unmovable North American Union is beginning to budge uphill as heroes are emerging in the fight. Some close to the movers and shakers are beginning to hint at a concern that they might not be able to implement the SPP. That darned opposition just won't go away. At the same time, the anti-NAU forces are beginning to see signs of progress as the movement is getting energized. Victory is certainly not in sight, but now there's hope. And on the Ron Paul debates, on the YouTube debates that were aired on CNN, he was asked, Ron Paul was asked about by a college student about the conspiracy theories about the North American Union, and Ron Paul handled it beautifully. He said, you know, the president signed his security prosperity thing, SPP, Partnership for Prosperity. He signed it. It's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. And there are two sides of the story. One is a globalist, and one is the nationalists, or the people that are still believe in our Constitution. I'll see if I can find a clip and play that for you later. But I want to bring a guest up. My guest was born in Syria, named Robert Booty, and we'll be talking with him after these messages. For the Free American Hour, I am.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back, and by the way, there's going to be a rally in Phoenix tomorrow, and it's not just motorcycles. They're asking everybody to show up on Thomas Street and bring a flag, bring an American flag, so they're going to let people know. Now, there's a commercial on. Robert, are you with me? Is Robert on the air with me?
Yes, yes.
All right. Can you hear me all right, Robert?
You faded a little bit.
All right. Tell you what, we'll do it this way, but I have to go back and forth every now and then to the speakerphone because I have a hard time hearing without the speakerphone. But you're from Syria, Robert.
Yes.
You were born in there, right?
Yes.
And when did you become an American citizen?
1976 on the bicentennial.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to the speakerphone here to be able to hear you. I'm sorry. I'll try to shift over back and forth.
Okay.
But you're also a Christian and a preacher. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
We, you know, led by the mainstream press, we have a tendency of thinking of Syria as being a bunch of Arabs intent on the destruction of America, and we fail to realize that Syria is one of the oldest countries in the world and has a very big place in the Bible, too, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, this is... This is tragic, really. Hello?
What is the truth? So tell me what's happening here, and if you want to start back, you know, in Jesus' day.
Okay,
and,
before that.
All right, you know, I've said several times that the whole concept of a new world order is something that was given to us by the new world order itself, or George Bush Sr., and that the money changers that Jesus ran out of the temple are still with us today. They just changed the name of the temple. They call it the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England now.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes, yes. Okay. Let me say something about the fact that Syria, at least greater Syria, which includes Iraq, Jordan, Upper Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, right now these are United Nations creations, and that's why divide and conquer was made possible for all these, like prelude to Armageddon. They had to create the players on the stage of Armageddon, the theater based on the erroneous teaching of the Bible. Produces politicians and preachers and pastors and all that you have here in America especially. But Syria, first of all, is the mother of the 12 tribes. Remember Laban? Laban and Abraham were kin. Laban the Syrian and Abraham the Syrian. Laban was the brother of Rebecca, Isaac's wife, and a niece. She's a niece to Sarah, Abraham's wife. This is all family affairs, Assyrian family affairs. And if we miss this concept and we start thinking of the 12 tribes as a separate alien nation, we go astray from the very beginning, just like going taking the wrong exit. Unless you go back to where you started, you cannot get back on it.
We've fought two world wars because the globalists wanted to create one world government. They've had the plan since the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. They tried to start with the League of Nations. That failed because two countries refused to go along with it, the United States and Russia. And so they went in and they killed the Russians. And I lay this not at the feet of the people that call themselves Jews. I lay this at the feet of the organization called Zionism or Zionist, which was created by the Rothschild family, the banker family, in Bern, Switzerland. And the Rothschilds had already made the quote, I care not what puppet you put on the throne on which the sun never sets, as long as I control the money.
Yeah, well, this is play. The fact that Zionism did not start with anybody Zionist, with the Christian apostate, the preachers. Remember the book Zionism and Christian Politics? It's a fantastic book. You have read it?
I have not read that one.
No, this is traces the Christian apostasy in the name of restoring the scripture, restoring Israel and all that. See, this is a great result of this deviation from the very beginning that I was telling you about. The first fact that we must know is that the 12 tribes are the Christian nation. These are the 12 tribes. There are rabbis in the Jewish state down there, Israel, okay? They affirm that. David Davidi, Write for his book. He tells you all the Christian nations of Europe and Americas are the 10 tribes. And the 10 tribes, and we have to talk about history a little bit, biblical history. And that is when the 10 tribes split from Judah and Benjamin, just right after Solomon died. And they went north.
They crossed the mountains and became Caucasians.
Yes. And
that's why Christian identity has been so demonized in our press. They are afraid of Americans and Englishmen and Germans realizing they are the tribes of Israel. They are the Israelites.
Yes. But they are the children of Jacob, you know. If they don't accept Christ and enthrone him as king here and now, they return to Jacob. And Jacob is the younger brother. Only in Christ does Jacob have rule. Look at the fantastic Christian nations and all the sovereignty and all that, but we're losing everything. Why? Because we have deviated, turn our back on Christ, who is the real meaning for us being Israelites. Because Jacob, younger brother, owes his older brother Esau 2 portions of the birthright. Remember, he pretended to be Esau, and it just because of the blindness of Isaac, he got away with it through the help of his mother. The same thing, it's a story in symbolism of our redemption. When Christ looked at us alone, without his redemption, we are Esau, we are Jacob. So there's no difference whatsoever between Jacob and Esau. But when Christ steps in and makes Jacob Israel, converts him, so to speak, okay, then the older shall serve the younger. Otherwise, the younger will be under the jurisdiction of the twofold birthright holder, which is his older brother. Okay? And that's what's happening. Don't ever mistake the fact that the Zionism was born in the apostasy of the Christian church.
I don't know if you've had a chance to read The Free American that I gave you.
Yeah, I read it from cover to cover.
And, you know, the next last story on there is written by a rabbi out of Australia. He says, if you're Jewish, you should avoid Zionism like fire.
Yeah. Okay. So, let me say this. So, the 12 tribes in the Old Testament, before the captivity and after the captivity, they were under the jurisdiction of their uncle, because when the covenant between Laban and Jacob, his son-in-law and nephew, he told him, there is a line between me and you, which is the Golan now, okay? Don't come against me in aggression. I won't come against you in aggression. And that's a covenant, eternal covenant. Even the Jews or the Israelis who pretend to be all Israel must abide by that, because if they claim to be biblical Israel or part of it, they have to abide by that line, demarcation.
And they are not doing that. They set up the United Nations to give some legitimacy to the Balfour Declaration, which gave Palestine to Rothschild's Zionist organization.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Robert Booty and Clay Douglas. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. people everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. We're talking with Robert Booty, Pastor Robert Booty.
Lay, I can't hear you.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
Yeah, that's okay now.
All right. Tell me just a little bit more about this Middle East conflict. We went after Iraq, and Iraq is Babylon is probably the one country in the Bible mentioned more than Israel. And we've got we went after them under lies and false allegations of Saddam Hussein had no weapons of mass destruction. We've just I just had a story come in this morning about somebody has been trying to get they're trying to do a story over in England, and they talked to George Galloway in England, and they referred to this was WorldNet Daily, pretty much a Zionist organization, their bureau chief, Aaron Klein, who has done a book called Smoozing with Terrorists, asked George Galloway about Hamas being a terrorist operation, and George Galloway got a little bit upset. He said, I don't think Hamas is a terrorist organization. It's very foolish.
He says Hamas
is a national liberation movement with specific goals to liberate their own country, which has been taken from them by others. And we've kind of got the same thing happening in Jordan. Israel invaded Jordan, and everybody that has the militias, which are the people of that country, just like the militias in this country rose up against England, they're being deemed terrorists now by the news organizations.
I did not hear everything you said, because you fade and come back, you fade away and come back. Well, terrorism is an essential, integral part of the program that they have been following. The creation of many states was based on this terrorist agenda. Now, once you create terrorism, and then you create the response to it and the justification for it, and now the word terrorism is associated with only one people, the Arab.
The original, when the UN finally came into existence, and the League of Nations failed, so they organized the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia to form the Soviet Union, and they couldn't get away with killing the president here the way they did the Tsar. So they got the through trickery and through with the help of President Woodrow Wilson, they got in the Federal Reserve here, which has been controlling our country ever since. And the Jews, when Israel was created by the United Nations to give the Balfour Declaration the color of law, the Zionists immediately went after and terrorized, and they were the terrorists.
The first plane hijack took place when they hijacked the Syrian plane in 1953 down to Tel Aviv, a Syrian airliner. That's the first plane hijacking ever. Hello.
And that was done by the Jews, and then the Jews or the Zionists there in Palestine. They subdivided Palestine, gave the Jews half of it, and gave the Palestinians half. But the Jews, the Stern Gang, and other organizations like that, ran the Palestinians out of their homes by terrorism themselves. So they were the original terrorists, and now that they've taken over more than they were given.
Yeah, Mr. Douglas, let me explain a few things to you.
Answer.
First of all, Syria was the largest Christian nation the first 1,000 years. In Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. Christ's application of his name to his follower, the Israelite, from the 12 tribes, you remember Paul and Peter's ministry, one to the circumcision, and the other was to the tribe. The insertion of two words in the King James Bible that created all these upheavals and the ramification and the consequences that are what we are experiencing in World War One and Two and all the way down today is the...
All right, hold on just a minute. Robert, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. And if you've got questions and you'd like to get in on this, you can call 800-313-9443. You're listening to Clay Douglas with Robert Moody as my guest today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Number here is 800-313-9443, and Robert, I find your insight and your knowledge very, very impressive. I'd like to have you on my show at least once a week here to talk about this.
Because I can't hear you.
I think the American people need to know this, the information that you've got and the history that we've got. Syria, or at least the people of Syria, are not our enemies, are they? Any more than the Iraqi people were our enemies.
Now, Syria is the most American-loving country in the entire East. Syria is the greatest friend to the American people. America is considered in Syria as our elder sister, a sister from the tribes of Israel came America. America is at the center of the Bible. America is America. I found my people. This is the name. The name America is prophetic, meaning the people who were rejected in the captivity and heathenism were restored, and that's the name given to America. America is America. Ami, the Hebrew word for my people, Aramaic, and Rika is the Greek for I found my people.
You know what? The But
and Syria is like if the system, the politician, and the administration, both Republican and Democrat, are against the American people. They use Syria as a propaganda, an enemy, to justify the same thing they are doing against the American people. Under
I have to tell you, that brought tears to my eyes.
Who is the enemy right now? It's the American people.
That definition of America.
I can't hear your comments.
I said that definition of America brought tears to my eyes. It is so true, so real, and suppressed here in America. And let me ask you about Iran. It's the Bush administration is trying to get us to go after Iran. Israel is trying to stress tensions.
Tell me about Iran. Hear the concept. I can't respond to what you're saying.
What?
Hello.
Yeah. What's the problem here? What's the problem, Robert?
Hello. I don't know what happened.
Robert, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, Robert?
I can hear one word or two, and that's it.
I'll tell you what, Robert, I think we can do better here. If you call me at 888-678-1444, let's just drop off of this line, and let's I'll bring you in on my line. And if you call me at...
Repeat that number.
Yes, sir. Call, just hang up here and call me back. If you don't get through or there's any problem here, then call back in on this number that you just called.
Give me that number again.
888-678-1444. 888-678-1444.
You see, I can't hear the rest of it.
Robert, I'll take you
up home,
and then I'll give it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll try to do that through my phones here, and let me.
I'm going to switch into a different line and see if it's
going to
work any better.
All right, go ahead, try that. All right, we're trying a different line here, folks.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Robert, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
All right, I guess I would just say other line here. I can hear you fine on this one.
Okay.
And hopefully, I'm doing this on a speakerphone, so hopefully that'll be coming in okay at Republic. If it's
okay.
not there, you'd be sure and let me know.
Okay.
All right. The description of America as my people, I mean, that seems like knowledge we should have had right from the beginning, and that even I, with all of my reading, didn't have.
Yeah.
But tell me about Iran. We're being primed and prepped right now for a war against Iran, the same way we were a war against Iraq. And I personally do not believe that Iraq or Iran, either one, was ever an enemy of the American people.
Ever, never, never.
They were never a threat to us. They were never invading us. We've got 22 million illegal aliens from Mexico, from Central America, in America right now, but very, very, very few Iranians or Iraqis or Syrians are here with any hostile intent.
Or illegally.
Or illegal. That's right.
You see, if the system that rules here in this land is literally the enemy, and the Bible is fulfilled in our time, it says, those that hate you shall rule over you. Clay, I want to emphasize the fact that America, the American people, the majority of them who go to church, they are They don't know they are blaspheming and they are apostates and they have turned their back against the Lord. And this is the result. The result is that those that hate us shall rule over us. Now,
in the Bible, Jesus railed against the Pharisees. He called them children of the devil. And isn't it possible that the Pharisees pretty much infiltrated the Christian church, used the name of Jesus to control his followers to a certain extent?
My goodness, in 2,000 years, if you can't beat them, join them. 2,000 years, they have learned that they cannot, they are very polite and very disciplined in all spheres, and they control. I recently had a great appointment with one of the top men in the Federal Reserve, and for 45 minutes I spoke with him on the issues here, the issues, and he accepted personally, he accepted everything I was saying. And the fact that you know the parable of the steward in the gospel, how the steward woke up to the fact that his master was going to fire him and dismiss him, and he ran around quickly to all the debtors and forgave most of the debt. That was my message to this gentleman, and I told him, "Don't you know you are that steward, and you must forgive that." The debt, because it's fiction. It's not real debt. And if Americans owe the debt to themselves, why should they pay it? Well, you should pay the American people.
That's right. And every president has tried to do that, from Abraham Lincoln to John F. Kennedy to now Ron Paul is running for office and telling us that the Federal Reserve should be abolished. That we owe that debt to ourselves, that they don't have any right, we don't have any right to put our grandchildren in debt to the Federal Reserve Bank for $9 trillion, a debt that we can never pay because every time we try to pay it, they issue more money and we owe them more money.
Yeah, well, see, abolishing the Federal Reserve is a step, but not. That's not what's going to get us back on the road. As important as it is, meaning to get our control of our own financial situation.
Yes.
It's a part of a greater puzzle. America needs to a declaration of independence, and hopefully they don't send the armies of China and all the other countries, according to the Treaty of the United Nations. They are obligated by that treaty to come to America and establish order.
Well, they are. I've got a film out, The True Face of FEMA, and in that film, filmed at the first Homeland Security meeting, he's saying in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people because some of them won't follow orders. And he's asked, are you talking about National Guard? No, they're too expensive. Now, we need a cheap source of well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops.
I recently
talking about China, or is he talking about the 22 million illegal aliens that become citizens if they serve in the army and if that army's turned against
overnight
them?
And the government that feeds them, give them rifles, they will do the exact thing that the Northern Army did to the South.
They're trying to do the. They're trying to disarm the veterans. They've got an act in Congress called the Veterans Disarmament Act to make veterans unable to own weapons. And we've got more Americans in prison right now than in any country: Syria, Iraq, Iran, China, Russia. We've got more of our citizens in prison, one in every 32.
Yes, yes.
Right now.
Well, let me tell you, Brother Clay, we can talk about these subjects when, you know, subject at a time, but the problem is we are trying to cover a lot of territory, but not in depth. I would love to address point by point every one of them. But let me tell you, tell your audience, in 1991, during the first Gulf War, I went to King Hussein, petitioned him to intervene directly in the surrender, the act of the surrender of the Iraqi army. Why? Because we tried hard here and there to stop the war. Nobody wanted to stop the war. So the only way, which is against the tradition of everything the Arabs stand for, is that the Iraqi army would surrender. Later on, in my correspondence with Saddam Hussein, he said, bring me the largest American flag, and it will be the highest flag in the heart of Baghdad. We are not enemies of America. We are, if America or the American government wants to make us enemies, we still have difficulty doing that. Here, the army went all the way to Baghdad before any shooting took place.
I said at the time, Robert, if Saddam Hussein was the type of dictator that we said he was, how could he get on a balcony in front of 10,000 heavily armed Iraqis with automatic weapons and wave at them?
My goodness.
All right, let's take a call, Robert. Let's just take a break. And okay. Robert, I'm going to basically accede to everything that you want to talk about. We'll talk about your directions. I wanted to bring up a few points to make people understand how important it is and the information that you have, the importance of it. But okay. We'll go in your direction. But let's take a call here.
Thank you.
All right, Bob from Texas. Hey, that's my next-door neighbor. As far as I'm concerned, I'm still a Texan living in the Republic. I'm on the Texas side of the Rio Grande here in New Mexico. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Clay and Robert.
Good morning.
I wanted to point out that the Christian people that attend the normal, or what we consider the normal denominational churches, are not taught who our enemy really is. And when you discuss who the Israelites are, there's nothing for us to be overly proud about. We've been stiff-necked and stubborn and ignored the truth for 3,000 years. And what I really wanted to point out this morning is that when we have people like John Hagee that get up there and quote Scripture and only quote partial Scripture so that they can leave out the Ashkenazi and Gomer and Togarma and the enemies of Israel,
mm-hmm.
And what he does in his statements is he puts fear into his congregation and tells them that the Jews in Israel, the Ashkenazi Jews, are our friends, when in fact they're named in Scripture in Ezekiel 37:38 as yes. our enemy.
Yes.
And when it says Gomer and his bands, I imagine that would include his son Ashkenaz.
Yes.
And so,
absolutely.
When the Scripture
95% of world Jewry is Ashkenaz.
That's right. The only two places I've ever seen that word, Ashkenaz, is in enumerating the Ashkenazi Jew and Ashkenaz in the Bible. But that brings me to another point that I wanted to make.
Yes, please.
And that was, if you go to the first book of Daniel, and you see there where the best and the brightest of the tribe of Judah, after they were taken into captivity,
yes.
were taught in the ways of the Babylonians by a man named Ashpenaz,
yeah.
with the only difference in the spelling being the P in the center of the name, it's just like Ashkenaz.
Uh-huh.
And my contention is that these Babylonian ways are the Federal Reserve, the debt economic system, slavery, and I believe that this has been carried on for 6,000 years by the same people
yeah.
who have actually divested themselves of any ethnic, or they don't want to be known who they are. So some of them are in the papacy, some of them are in the Masonic, some of them are in Israel. And when you look at these states, the state of Israel is a fraud. the City of London is a fraud, the Vatican is a fraud. None of them have any legitimate right to statehood or to being a nation state. They're all, you know, you look at the Vatican's created by Mussolini, a fascist. And who helped the Nazis out of Germany? The Vatican.
But my friend here, may I say something?
Sure.
Yes, they are the enemies. But when we have become the enemies of Christ himself, being his friends, and we refuse his discipline, we refuse his discipleship, we refuse to follow him, what is then the law? Read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26.
All right, let's hold that thought for a moment. We got to take a break. Bob, stay with me.
Yes.
Stay with us, and we'll deal with that when we get back after these messages.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
My guest is filling us in and making us aware, Robert Booty, and we've got Bob from Texas on. All right.
I was saying to the gentleman that our disobedience and disloyalty and betrayal of our Lord and King constitute many enemies, bring them to existence, actually. And that's why in the context of Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 and what the parables, the 52 parables of the kingdom, the Lord tells us how he runs the kingdom. And one of them was or is the servant who refused to forgive his fellow servant's small debt in view, in comparison with the colossal debt that his master forgave him. And what did the Lord say? He said, give him to the tormentors, to the servant. Give him to the tormentors after you bind both his feet and his hands. Take his liberty away. Well, our liberty is vanished. Second is, give him to the tormentors. Now tell me, all the aspects of our system is torment. The IRS, the CIA, the FBI, and all these, you know, the whole system is terror. The whole system is torment.
I totally agree.
Okay, my friend, the Lord said to the disciples, likewise, my heavenly Father will do unto you if you do not forgive. You know, my brother, may I say this, if the church does not create in us the attitude of forgiveness, in other words, if they haven't brought us to the maturity of a Christian forgiveness to one another, we are not men or women. We are still babes. We are still children under custodian. That's why the Apostle Paul says the child, as long he is the heir of all things, as you know, as long he is childish, he is under tutors and custodians and tormentors, so to speak, because he is no different than a slave. This is what happened. And in view of our recent history, the Civil War shows us that we are not mature Christians. How could we create the biggest bloodbath the world has ever seen here in America?
Well,
and allow the evil spirit of Abraham Lincoln to continue. Federal Reserve is a picnic compared to what happened in the Civil War, but it's all the same progression.
Robert,
my friend, I want you to see the whole picture, not focus on one little detail.
Well, I think I am seeing a bigger picture, and I'm not focused on one detail, and
no,
I do
no,
agree
no,
with
I'm
you.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm saying us, all of us.
Right. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Another point that I think that, you know, when you look out at society, okay, like Clay Douglas, I've listened to Clay for years. And I would have never have equated Clay with a denominational Christian, even though he could see a lot more of what was going on around him than the Christian that shows up every Sunday at Hagee's Church.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good people out here that know there's a big problem. And what we need to do, really, all of us, we need to abstain from their system that you keep talking about.
And come out of their system. We
got to, my people.
That's exactly right.
We take a break. Got to take a break. Stay with me, Bob. Stay with me, Bob.
Yes.
And Robert, we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay.
With recent